Brining science worth the effort for the ultimate meat? You've likely heard the term brine, and you may have a concept of what is involved when the solution is applied to meat. But have you ever understood the simplicity of how this solution improves the overall quality? Let's equip you with the science behind brining and a guide on producing a successful brine solution for meats, poultry, and fish. Osmosis and diffusion. Brine is a salt and water solution used to soak food in, usually meat proteins, to improve the overall quality by a change in the structure of the proteins in the muscle of the brined meat. There are three primary reasons to brine: texture, flavor, and moisture retention. To get these results, osmosis must take place. Osmosis is the movement of a higher concentration of water to a lower concentration of water through a semi-permeable membrane. To create osmosis, you must start with a solution. In the case of brining, this is salt and water, where salt is dissolved in the water with the water being solvent, or a higher percentage of water, and the salt being the solute, or lower percentage of salt to the water percentage. When this solution is balanced, brine proteins will have increased moisture than proteins that haven't been brined. Now, know up front that you certainly could soak a protein in plain water and have it gain moisture, but this process would be much slower than if you add salt to the water. Also, proteins don't bind to water as effectively during the cooking process, which is why salt is introduced when cooking. Here's the process of a brine. Salt is sodium chloride, and when it is dissolved into water, it breaks into a positively charged sodium ion and a negatively charged chloride ion. Both these ions will diffuse throughout food, flowing from areas of higher concentration to areas of lower concentration. It takes 100 to 1,000 times longer for salt to diffuse into food than heat. The negatively charged ions repel one another, creating gaps in the muscle fiber for water to enter the food product. The food protein will then bind water more tightly, which prevents the muscle fibers from shrinking and squeezing water out during the cooking process. Three types of brine strategies. There are three recognized methods of brining: dry rub brining, gradient brining, and equilibrium brining. Dry rub brining. This is likely the most widely used form of brining, as it is fast and easy. Salt is mixed with other dry ingredients like herbs and spices and rubbed onto the surface of the meat. How do you know the percentage of salt? Start by calculating 1% of the protein's weight. For example, if you are doing a rack of pork ribs that weigh 3 pounds, the amount of salt used in the dry rub would be 1% of that weight minus the bone weight, which is generally calculated at 40% of the gross weight. Thus, that 3-pound rack of ribs would be reduced to 1.8 pounds for the calculation of salt at 1%. Gradient brining. This is referred to as a traditional brining method, as it includes a 5 to 10% salt content, which after the food is soaked in the brine solution, the surface of brine foods is rinsed under cold water to remove excess sodium from the surface. Salt is dissolved into water with an amount of salt used determined by the desired brine salinity again, and again, usually between 5 to 10% of the weight of the water. Desired brine salinity times water weight equals salt weight. As an example, it takes 1,000 grams of water to cover chicken. If we want 5% salinity, then we would require 50 grams of salt in our brine solution. 1,000 grams times 0.05 or 5% is 50 grams of salt. Equilibrium brining. This method of brining requires a salt or salinity meter to read the salt content in the brine solution during the brining process. The goal is to have the parts per million, or ppm, on the meter drop to half of its initial reading. This is the state of equilibrium, and brining is complete. This method requires you to calculate the ppm. 1 parts per million equals 1 milligram or 1,000 grams. 1 gram equals 1,000 milligrams. If you desire a 1% saltwater solution, 10 grams or 10,000 milligrams of salt would be dissolved into 1,000 grams or 1 million milligrams of water, producing a salt content of 10,000 ppm. A bit of sweet. Although we refer to brining as a salt and water solution, there is a third component that should be considered and used. Sweetener, usually in the form of sugar, but can be honey or even a sugar-based soda. Although sugar does nothing for the texture of the brined meat, it does add flavor and promotes better browning of the skin. Once you have your brine solution, there are a few methods that can be employed to speed up the brining process. The first is mechanical meat tenderizer known as Jacquard. A Jacquard tenderizer utilizes several rows of thin, penetrating blades honed to a razor-sharp edge on two sides that cooks compress into the meat surface to create a series of small channels that break up the tough tissue and create a more tender texture. The second is injection. A special marinade brine injector is used to dispense the brine to the interior of the meat, thus speeding up the process of diffusion. The last method is vacuum tumbling. This process tumbles proteins and brines marinades together under vacuum. The combination of low atmospheric pressure and the tumbling process can reduce the time needed for brining to mere minutes. Brine guide. Since the goal of brining foods is to produce juicy, tender, and seasoned items, let's provide you with a guide to get started on working with brine. Overall, brining foods adds less than 1/8 teaspoon of salt equivalent to your overall daily sodium consumption. So you can brine without worry about exceeding the recommended sodium allowances. Our guide provides reference to the animal protein and or fish, as well as the minimum and maximum times to brine, how much cold water is needed, the amount of table salt, the percentage of sweetener, and special notes that will help you to use substitutes and other recommendations to speed the process of the brine. We hope you find this valuable information, and we encourage you to share this blog, bringing you all of the science behind the smoke, flavor, and fire. That's Smokin'Licious.